How do I know if I'm taking one of these FDA-approved GLP-1 medications?
Yes, well, it's very important for patients to know because they can't. Oftentimes, it's hard to know if you're not getting them from a commercial pharmacy. So typically, if you're getting your medication from a pharmacy like CVS, Walgreens, a mail-order pharmacy such as Amazon, you know, these places where your physician or clinician is prescribing a medication and sending it to the pharmacy for you to pick up, you know, in its original packaging, you know, that's how you can be assured that you're getting one of the FDA-approved versions of these medications.
I've heard so much recently about these compound GLP-1s. Is it a good thing for people to be taking these compound drugs?
Well, the issue with our compounded medications is they're not as rigorously approved by the FDA as our medications that we have that have been researched in this field. You know, the GLP-1 medications that have been researched for many years, tested, you know, across various different patient populations and have shown to be safe and effective. But the compounded medications, the active pharmaceutical ingredients, the medication itself that's in those compounded products is not the same medication that's in the FDA-approved products, right? It's called the same thing, such as semaglutide, which is one of the names of these medications, but it's not the exact same medication because the compounders can't buy the medication from the original people who make it, Novo Nordisk, right? And so they're buying it from people who are making it potentially in substandard ways, and that's where this risk comes in, or this is the concern that we have for our patients, is that they're not getting the exact same thing as the original, and it's not as regulated as the original is.
Okay, so kind of a two-part question here. I think a lot of people, at least from my experience, doctor, have been taking these compound drugs because they're cheaper, because perhaps their insurance doesn't approve or doesn't cover the FDA-approved versions. So what's your response to that? And then what happens and what should we be worried about if we have been taking a compound product?
Well, and that's the thing, is that we know that one of the issues that compounding is supposed to play a role in is to help in times of shortages. But what really compounding is doing today is actually filling a need, a void, that is that these medications are not frequently covered by insurance. And that's what we need to stand up for as Americans and say, you know, we don't want to tolerate that. It should be a standard benefit on our insurance that we get access to this type of treatment. And it's not today. If you've been taking one, again, I wouldn't, you know, we don't know. The biggest issue is, you know, we don't know the long-term consequences of these medications because they haven't been tested thoroughly as the originals have. So really, you know, talking to your doctor, making sure that you have a plan for, you know, making sure that your health and well-being are taken care of over the long run, but mostly finding a FDA-approved alternative. There are other alternatives besides GLP-1s that actually we've been using to treat obesity since the 1950s. So you can find alternatives potentially that may work for you that are safer and effective.
Is the FDA doing enough in this situation?
Well, we've asked them to do more in effect because, you know, again, we just think it's not okay for, you know, millions of Americans for their only access to this treatment to be, you know, a substandard product. And so either, you know, the FDA has to up its regulation of this type of treatment, or we have to, again, I think the better case scenario is to really work hard as a country to make sure we can advocate for all people with the disease of obesity to be able to get safe and effective treatment.
Dr. Angela Fitch, the current past president of the Obesity Medicine Association. Dr. Fitch, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.